Good morning, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining our first quarter 2014 results presentation conference call. From GB Auto, we have Dr. Ralph Gabour, CEO, and Mr. Mustafa Elmadi, CFO, presenting first quarter 2014 results. I will hand over to Dr. Gabour for his presentation, then we will have a question and answer session. Dr. Gabour?
Thank you. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Excuse me for a very difficult flu I'm suffering from, so maybe my voice is a bit changed. Again, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining our first quarter 2014 earnings call. In today's call, I'll provide a look at our performance in the 3 months ending 31st March, which was excellent. For the most part, I'm focused on the remainder of the year and what we expect to see across our markets. For several years now, we have been telling you about our investments in diversification and in our staff. Our growth in the past 3 months is a clear signal that these long-term investments are paying off. With year-on-year revenue growth of more than 28%, despite substantial lost sales due to the unfortunate ban on the import of motorcycles and three-wheelers in Egypt, the quarter just ended demonstrates the strength of GB Auto's business model. By definition, investment is a cost, and that's clear when you look at our profit and loss for the quarter just ended. Our general and administration expenses rose 17% to 174.4 million Egyptian pounds as we increased wages to keep pace with inflation and continued investing in our expanding network of territories and brand representation. Notably, this rise was outpaced by our growth in revenues. As a percentage of sales, our expenses spending is down 50 basis points in Q1 2014 as compared to the same period last year. Despite strong revenue and gross profit growth and successful cost containment, margins are down just slightly year-on-year. Overall, I'm not terribly concerned about the curve on margins. This comes on the back of a number of factors. To start with, Q1 '13 margins were particularly strong, bolstered by a sharp contribution from our Iraqi passenger car business on a one-off contract. Also influencing the slight drop in margins were lost sales in our high-margin motorcycles and three-wheeler segment. Looking ahead, the gradual phase-out of fuel subsidies expected to begin later this year will likely prove to be a short-term difficulty for a number of consumers and automotive distributors, but will ultimately help our business and our country. Consumers will look to replace high-consumption vehicles with smaller, fuel-efficient models, and they will be far more conscious of their consumptions. There, we hope that subsidy removal will even lead to a trend of carpooling and greater reliance on public transport for the daily commute, both of which would see an improvement in Cairo's famously bad traffic. In Egypt, the only real downside risk that I see in the coming period is the specter of devaluation at some point in the near to medium term. The Central Bank of Egypt has successfully met its obligation on a number of fronts, including clearance of the backlog of foreign investor funds awaiting repatriation. FDI is once again finding its way to Egypt. The country is stabilizing politically and economically, and consumer sentiment is once again on the rise. Of course, the performance of our motorcycles and three-wheelers line of business will be impacted by the ban on imports and any potential devaluation. As was the case in the first quarter, our other lines of business will successfully pick up the slack. When we are again able to receive shipments of these key units, I have no doubt that sales and margins will recover in lockstep. I'm pleased to say that our commercial vehicles and construction equipment line of business has come out of a years-long slump and is reporting strong revenue and gross profit growth with very healthy margins. The weakness of Japanese yen in relation to the US dollar and Egyptian pound is a key factor in this, as is the recovery of the overall market, which has seen an 11% increase in bus sales and 21% increase in truck sales in comparison to Q1 13. Infrastructure investments made possible by FDI inflows and grants from the Gulf are boosting demand for commercial vehicles, and we are becoming increasingly busy across all divisions of this line of business. Perhaps most notable was an order for 300 city buses placed by the municipality of Cairo in Q1 2014. We are actively participating in tenders for additional supply contracts to both the public and private sectors. I expect to see this activity continue throughout the year and into 2015 as well, boosting our long-term outlook for the commercial vehicle and construction equipment line of business. Is the interest that the GB Polo buses have generated from the Gulf and Africa. Our financing businesses, meanwhile, continue to be among the stars of our portfolio, with all three having performed admirably in Q1 14. Our outlook here is equally positive. In Iraq, the first quarter is typically quite slow, and the market usually begins picking up in April. This year has been different, with the elections upcoming and an uncertain security environment related to that. I'm pleased with where our volumes presently stand. As we have previously signaled, we remain willing to sacrifice some margin in Iraq to sell more vehicles despite political turmoil and operational challenge. In our new territories of Algeria and Libya, consumers have expressed interest in Geely vehicles, but sales are growing slowly. In Algeria, we are quite optimistic and are taking a long view. The focus this year will be establishing ourselves in the passenger car market, a process that will accelerate in fall when we adjust our model lineup to the Algerian market. Furthermore, the tires line of business is doing quite well in Algeria, with all brands being particularly well received. We are also seeing strong signs that the Goodyear brand is gaining traction, helping us gain a foothold in this well-developed market. In Libya, meanwhile, sales have been acceptable, but the difficulties associated with that country's fractured political and security environment have prompted us to be very cautious about the rollout of additional points of presence or investment. I do see great potential in Libya and plan to keep to the status quo for the time being in the hopes that the situation there will normalize in the coming period. Finally, as part of our ongoing diversification and expansion drive, GB Auto is actively exploring a number of domestic and regional investment opportunities. I look forward to filling you all in on the progress we are making on these exciting new opportunities in the near future. With that, I will hand the call over to Mustafa Al-Mahdi, our CFO, for a quick look at our financial performance in the first quarter. We will then open the floor to your questions. Mustafa.
Thank you, Dr. Raouf. And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This quarter not only underlined the strength of our business model, it was also a reflection of the company's maneuverability and adaptability to a different business climate. Despite a 20.4% decrease in the revenues, driven mainly by motorcycle and three-wheel line of business, one of our most profitable segments, the company maintained profitably. Overall, we grow our top line and gross profit by 28.1% and 13.7% respectively. This came as our continued efforts to keep our SG&A as a percentage of the turnover at healthy levels start showing results in first quarter 2014. With a 0.5% reduction of this percentage, this reduction came despite our heavy investment to support our expansion to a new geographics and new line of businesses. Revenues in this quarter was mainly driven by a robust 56.1% increase in the commercial vehicles and construction equipment revenues, and 44.2 rise in revenues from the financing business and a 39.1% increase in overall passenger cars revenues. The company's focus remains on efficiency and further reducing this percentage. As we do so, however, it will not be at the expense of our flexibility to pursue continuing investment and future expansion plans. Our bottom line came in at Egyptian pounds 48 million, slightly up from first quarter 2015, which was one of our strongest first quarters we have ever had. On the balance sheet front, the first quarter saw a slight increase in the inventory levels to reach Egyptian pounds 2.2 billion. Despite this, we reduced our Verna CKD stock significantly from the balance we have in the fourth quarter 2015 as planned. Our net debt to date increased by LE 380 million over fiscal year 2015, but was not overly burdened with financing the increase of inventory. Instead, it was largely focused on our growing financing business. That said, total group debt now stands at 3.5 billion Egyptian pounds, while the company's ability to serve the debt has improved to the EBITDA by implying EBITDA interest coverage to 2.2 times, up from 2 times at the end of fiscal year 2013. Generally speaking, our working capital cycle shows a reasonable improvement overall the comparative period of 2013, which was efforts to deliver further improvements as we continue reducing our inventory levels, especially from CPD built up from previous years. On the cash flow front, we managed to reduce the operational cash flow deficit significantly to 184 million Egyptian pounds in first quarter 2014, half at first quarter 2013 level. That was mainly driven by improvement of the company's profitability and, more importantly, better inventory management. It's worth mentioning that the company's substantial spending on the purchase of property, plant and equipment is mainly directed to growing the performing leasing activities of the group financing business, which should grow in the net lease asset portfolio of 36% over end of 2013. This investment is paying back as GB Lease is now ranked as Egypt's second largest leasing company according to the tables maintained by the Egyptian Financial Supervisory Authority. As we have noted in the past earning release, GB Auto is focused on long-term growth prospects and is dedicated to maintain an aggressive base of investment. In our future expansions, this investment is naturally leading to a cash flow pressure. We have every reason to expect that the investment will ultimately pay off, compensating for both our increasing costs and the substantial staff work that expansion efforts are absorbing. Likewise, as these efforts evolve, we fully expect to see better capital utilization and return rates. That concludes our presentation for today. Ladies and gentlemen, we would now be pleased to take any question you may have. Operator?
Thank you. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press the star followed by the one at this time. If you would like to withdraw your question, please press the star followed by the two. If you are using speaker equipment, please lift the handset before making your selection. Once again, to ask a question, please press the star followed by the one at this time. One moment, please, for our first question. And our first question is from the line of Sama Dissi with Belton Financial. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. I would like to thank you for holding the call. I have two questions, the first of which relates to your press release. You mentioned that the tires line of business in Egypt was compressed given that there was a mismatch between supply and demand, however you expect this to be different going forward, given that the market undergone needed adjustment. I would appreciate if you could give more color on that front. And the second question relates to the capital increase that was recently announced. I was wondering if you have more details on the amount and the location where the proceeds would be allocated. Thank you.
Regarding the first question, as a matter of fact, during the third and fourth quarter of 2013, there was an oversupply of tires from Southeast Asia and Europe. And the inventory level in the market was at a very high level at that time. And this definitely made us kind of not pushing aggressively further sales during the first quarter, and we practically have seen the market coming back as of April. So, as a matter of fact, the first quarter was consumed to balance the inventory level in the market, which actually happened. Regarding capital increase, we never announced about the capital increase. I have made a secondary sale, and we are still having our board meeting, and we will be calling soon for a general assembly to discuss the matter, and then we can talk about whether there will be a capital increase or not.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press the star followed by the one at this time. If you are using speaker equipment, please lift the handset before making your selection. And our next question is from the line of Youssef Toflik with Faro Securities. Please go ahead.
Yes. Good afternoon, everyone. I just had a question about, the first question is about Egypt passenger cars margin compression. This quarter, is it about the mix of cars, or did you lower the prices or offers, or what is it? The second one is about Mazda sales. Is it going up over the coming quarters, or this is something exceptional? And if there are new models, because we've heard about new models outside Egypt, so when are the new models coming to Egypt? I have a few other questions if you'd like me to go on, or would you like to answer to those two at first?
Well, let's take it one by one.
All right.
Yeah. Okay, I'm not... do you have the margins?
Yeah.
Yes.
You can take it.
Yusuf, last quarter, in the first quarter 2013, the margins were exceptionally high. We were at the levels of 17.2. You know that this is not the normal level. So I wouldn't say that the margins were really compressed this quarter.
No, let me explain. First quarter 2013 was not illustrative of normal margins of our business. What happened is that at that time we had two factors increasing abnormally our margins. The first factor being in Egypt, we had some of our inventory fixed at the rate of £6 per dollar. And of course, when the exchange rate increased during the first quarter of 2013, we could take some advantage selling those stocks at enhanced prices, which is a fluctuation which doesn't repeat that often. On the other hand, in Iraq, there was during March 2013 an opportunity to supply a big volume of cars to Alexandria company, which is a company owned by the Iraqi Ministry of Industry, and those cars are sold at a very high premium, at a very high margin, because they are exempted from the plate fees. This, again, is not a repetitive factor. But overall, our margins in passenger car in Q1 14 are very healthy versus the normal margins we used to do historically. The other question was related to Mazda.
Yes.
We are receiving the new Mazda 3 sometime in Q3 2014. We'll start selling in June. We'll start selling late Q2. At the end of the day, let me tell you, when we talk about a budget of 60,000 cars, Mazda doesn't represent more than 2% of this budget. So it's not very relevant at the end of the day.
Okay, so about Iraq, I would like to get back to the margin because I understand from the release that the margins, they did take a hit and they're going to consistently stay at this level or even lower?
No, what we have decided to do in Iraq is that because Hyundai doesn't anymore have constraints in supply, we have decided to grow our volume to 30,000 cars this year. And
okay.
You can't really, in this supply environment, sell almost 40% extra number of cars without accepting a certain reduction in the margin. So this is a strategy we have adopted.
Okay.
In order to buy market share and probably at the end of the year end up with the same level of net profitability but with a much bigger volume.
Okay.
It's revenue. Yeah.
Okay. I was wondering about the Verna inventory.
Verna inventory is currently at 13,000 units. And I'm talking not as of the end of
Hello?
Yeah, I'm with you. The inventory is at 13,000 vehicles. Our normal inventory level would be at 6,000 to 7,000 level. So I assume that in 3 months' time we should be back to normal inventory situation in Verna.
Okay, and you're going to continue selling until early 2015?
No, I think that Verna probably will continue within 16.
Within 16?
Yeah.
Okay,
and how is the replacement of Geely versus Verna going? Because I think that Geely's market share is a little bit lower than the 10% now, right?
No, it is about 9.3.
Yes. So is this something that should concern our investors, or this is it going to regain market share to replace Verna, I mean?
But mind you, the Geely model we are selling is not the same segment as Verna. It is the segment of Elantra.
And
the market share we have, the 9.3% market share we have achieved, is almost from one model.
Yes.
So it's a huge market share
for
a single model. And I wouldn't describe Geely as a replacement to Hyundai. Because they are not really cannibalizing from each other. Hyundai has its customer, and Geely has a customer which is aspiring to ride a good car at a cheaper price. So we are expecting to launch sometime next year a new model from Geely, which is called ST5. Which is the same segment as Verna. And by that time, I expect that Geely market share should grow to somewhere 22-23%.
Okay.
Yeah. But I don't expect that this will affect Hyundai market share in any way.
Okay.
One last question. I'm very sorry.
You're very greedy.
Hoda always says so, actually. Two- and three-wheelers, they had very high margins this quarter. Is this because of supply constraints, so you raise the prices?
Of course, as I explained during the previous conference call, with the ban of importation, or I think we made a press release on it. With the ban of importation, we looked at our available pipeline, inventory in the pipeline, and we decided to segment that pipeline until the end of the year and at a slower rate of sale and at an enhanced margin. So the very high margin is mainly because we have jacked up the prices because of the shortage.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. And our next question is from the line of Alia Mehemi with CI Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. I actually have questions related to the leasing business. Can you disclose, first of all, the portfolio size at the end of Q1?
What's the area? Basti, I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. The size of the portfolio?
Of the leasing portfolio.
Right. You have the leasing portfolio now. Actually, it's at the levels of, let me tell you exactly. It's 684 million versus 502 million in the full year.
Sorry, the line fell up. So 684 million versus.
It's on the press. It's on the earnings release. We are separating it from the balance sheet on a different side under a lease.
Okay. Great. I just wanted to note that. The other thing is, I presume this will continue to grow. I think you're spending quite a lot. Can you provide some guidance on how much you plan to spend for the remainder of 2014 on growing your assets to be leased?
It's very difficult now to predict. However, according to our plans, it's almost there is another 200 million on the pipeline.
Now, let me suggest that the chairman of our financing business could send you exactly as their budget what is going to be the forecast of the portfolio at the end of the year.
Okay, and would you be able to give us some expectations on returns, because I assume, given the amount of cash flow being spent on leasing, that you think this is a high margin or high return business. Can you give us a sense of what sort of returns you're targeting?
Let me again. I'm a car guy, so, and I'm not executive in the finance business, so I will ask our finance business or GBD chairman to contact you and to give you all the details.
Fair enough. Thank you.
Thank you. And I want to mention.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if there are any additional questions, please press the star followed by the one at this time. And our next question is from the line of Samir Murad with NBK Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, good evening, Dr. Rauf.
Good evening.
I just want to go back to the topic of Verna regarding the question the previous caller asked. You said you'll have inventory up in 2015 for Verna?
No, I didn't say this. I have inventory of 13,000 cars.
Okay.
I am selling 2,000 plus a month. Mm-hmm. It means that this inventory will expire by October, November this year.
Okay.
But we are, the moment we will normalize our inventory, we will start placing new orders, which we believe that Hyundai Motor can continue supplying until end of...
Sorry, I did not hear the last part of the sentence. Till what part Hyundai Motor can...
Till end of 16.
Okay. So the constraint from Hyundai Motor on the CKD kit for the Verna model has been kind of lifted, you mean?
Yes.
Okay, because I'm looking at the results, and the Verna model represented around 44% of the volume for GB Auto, so it, this model can continue for the next 2 years.
Yeah. And again, you never know if Hyundai will give us a new model after this one, but in the meantime, we are introducing the XT5, which is in the same segment of Verna by next year.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if there are any additional questions, please press the star followed by the one at this time. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if there are any additional questions, please press the star followed by the one at this time. And I am showing no further questions. I'd like to turn the call back over to management for any closing remarks.
Thank you everyone for joining our call today, and I hope to have you on the phone in August for the third quarter, which I hope will be for the second quarter, which I hope will be brilliant.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes our conference call for today. We'd like to thank you for your participation, and you may now disconnect.